think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, I don't have any hints. Do you know who this is, Daniel? Oh, I Beatles, it's the Beatles.
Yes.
Shame on me.
I heard the intro, like, I know yes. that, I need some words.
Yeah, me too. That's Paul McCartney. Get back. Jet back. Jump back. Get back. That's happy, isn't it?
It is, and it's Friday.
Yeah, well, it's...
Oh, no, sorry, Saturday.
Yeah, it's okay. We're taping all kinds of different days so that we don't tape on Thanksgiving something. It's whatever day you want it to be.
And you had a sign right here. I messed it all up.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. I had a birthday this week, so we're celebrating. Thank you. Tell everybody what you brought me.
I brought Joey a airplane-shaped cookie with Allegiance livery on it. It's from our Celebration of Allegiance new routes they started this week.
When we take your picture, we'll have you hold it up.
Absolutely.
So you can... Okay, we have a lot to talk about. Daniel, first of all, what is your title over there?
Deputy Director of Aviation, Marketing, and Air Service.
Oh, I have that at home somewhere.
It's a lot of words.
Yeah. Deputy Director of Aviation...
Marketing and Air Service.
Marketing and Air Service.
Some people just call me the airport guy.
I know, I like that. I like that, the airport guy. Start out with the tips you have for the holidays.
Yeah, so we'd actually just put out some information on our website. It'll be posted on social media on Sunday. But yeah, so our travel tips coming up. Thanksgiving's coming. We know people are going to be traveling a lot. We are asking people to get to the airport at least 90 minutes prior to departure. We've had 5 record-setting months of passenger levels this year since June.
5 record-setting months of what?
Passenger numbers. So June through October were the busiest months on record ever for Palm Springs Airport.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
With the pandemic?
It seems like what pandemic now? People are traveling. They're ready to go.
Okay.
But yeah.
Best months ever.
Yeah. In this Thanksgiving, we have more flights and more routes than any Thanksgiving in the past, so we expect the airport to be busy. I know people are used to coming and seeing our checkpoint and sailing through in a couple of minutes, but we may have delays of 20 minutes or longer just because we're expecting a lot of people to be traveling, especially on Wednesday. The day before Thanksgiving is really the busiest day.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it still? How's our parking situation?
Glad you asked, actually. So parking, with all the new flights, we're getting, the parking lot has more activity than the past. We are actually opening up a temporary holiday lot as overflow parking for Thanksgiving and also for Christmas and New Year's. And that opens Tuesday morning next week, okay. And it'll be open through December 1st. And it's going to be a shuttle lot. It's still on airport property, but it'll be a shuttle service on that one. And it's probably just like a couple-minute ride.
Where? As you come out and go north on El Cielo?
Yeah, no, actually, it's right on Kirk Douglas Way. So if you pull...
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I went the wrong direction.
Yeah, south. So if you pull in the airport off of Tocquitz and you keep continuing, instead of making the curve into the terminal, keep going forward, you'll sit onto Kirk Douglas Way, and there'll be a large parking lot. You can't miss it. People can just follow the signs for a holiday lot, and they'll find
holiday
it right there.
Holiday lot.
Yep.
Isn't that nice? And shuttle.
Oh, it's actually a little cheaper because our main parking lot's $20 a day. This is going to be $18 a day. But also, fair warning, it's credit card only in that lot.
Okay.
So, yeah. If they have to pay cash, then you use the main parking lot.
And how often do the little shuttles run?
I actually don't have that schedule on me. So they're going to be doing loops. They'll start at a...
Are they like golf cart shuttles or...
No, like an actual, like a parking lot shuttle bus.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be doing a loop and kind of going through. They'll leave it, come to the terminal. And so I don't know quite what the timing is, but maybe every 15.
That's
probably a safe
too.
Bet. Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, so many rules. I don't like rules. I like to make my own. Okay. How many bags can you take on the planes now?
So you're allowed to take two. One personal item, which is like a backpack or a purse, and then one bag that fits in the overhead bin above you for your carry-on.
And you can check.
Yep, you can check bags. I don't know if it's going to check four or five bags, but people can check several bags. There are
fees.
You have to pay for them, but yeah, they'll let you check bags. So.
Okay.
But yeah, and then, you know, also if travelers are going out and they're not quite sure of an item that they're packing, if they should carry it on or check it or leave it at home, if you visit TSA.gov.
Say it slower.
TSA.gov, and they have a section called What Can I Bring? You can type anything in there. It's like pliers, I don't know, sunglasses, whatever, and it'll tell you if you can carry it on, check it, or leave it at home.
But are these rules different for every airline?
No, they're TSA rules, so they're the standard
stands
rules.
For?
Transportation Security Administration.
I need to get that special card for early boarding and all that stuff. What's that called?
Pre-boarding. Yeah, most airlines, some airlines kind of call it a little different, but basically it's pre-boarding. And so,
but it has initials. I thought it was TSA. Maybe not.
Oh, I think that's from each airline.
Okay.
And it depends probably which airline you're with. But yeah, all the carriers, they offer extra boarding or pre-boarding, whichever. And if somebody needs additional time, like maybe they have small children, have to get them buckled in, or maybe somebody just needs a little extra time to get down the jet bridge to get a seat, they can board during the pre-board process. They just need to check with a ticket agent or a gate agent and let them know.
How about masks in the airport?
Yep. So you do need to have a mask. We do fall under federal laws. And so right now from the federal government, you have to have a mask on inside the terminal and also on the entire time during your flight.
Oh, somebody told me you didn't need it on your flight. See?
Not true. Sorry.
It doesn't matter which airline.
Doesn't matter which airline. It's a federal rule, so it's a blanket policy for all airlines in the United States.
We've seen some air rage about that, and
yeah,
so it's a federal offense now, I think.
Yeah, and people are getting hefty fines and
really? Apparently
like some jail time. Yeah, it's just, you know, I get people don't like it, but you know, we're adults, let's act like it.
Exactly. I'm writing down air rage next time we have our legal eagle on.
Yeah, thankfully we haven't been experiencing that at our airport.
No.
You know, all of our travelers have been great, you know.
They're
but
happy
I think
to be.
Yeah, they're coming here, they're on vacation, they're relaxed, so I just don't think the people we typically see have an issue with it.
Okay, how much security do we have there?
What do you mean, like how much? Like
have a lot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Just as much as any other airport. You know, the full, you know, TSA, we have all of our own security. You know, City of Palm Springs Police Force is out there, so yeah.
And the nice guys who are always along the parking.
Oh, yeah.
Tap, tap, tap on your window.
Yep, the parking
move
on. The parking,
but they're delightful. Everybody's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about Daniel's holiday tips for air travel, mm-hmm. of course. We've talked about the bag restrictions. We've talked about how you can pre-board. We've talked about the mask. Mm-hmm. We've talked about security. What else?
Okay, so there's one thing right now because of the pandemic. So the TSA, they have their 3-1-1 rule, which is about like, which talks about what you can carry on when it comes to liquids. So you're not supposed to take anything over 3.4 ounces. But they are making an exception now. Each traveler is allowed to bring one bottle of hand sanitizer up to 12 ounces.
Oh.
And that's an exception right now due to the pandemic. They are allowing that.
Don't airlines have it?
Yeah. A lot of the airlines, when they get on board, of course, all the airlines are doing a lot of great disinfectant and using products that will kill the virus on contact with the surface.
Our studio is CV fogged.
Oh, yeah.
It can't live on the edge of that paper.
Yeah. It's really amazing stuff. And you know, in the filtration systems in the planes, like the air actually moves from above your head to below your feet is how it circulates. It doesn't go front to back like a lot of people think.
Air goes from above your head.
And goes to the return vents below your feet.
To below your feet.
Yeah, and all the airlines, like the aircraft, they have HEPA filters on it. And the air inside the cabin is actually refreshed I think it's 50% of it's refreshed every, like, I think it's all like, oh, excuse me. It's refreshed every 3 minutes with air from outside. So it's not the same air you're just breathing over and over again. It's actually, the airplanes bring in fresh air every 3 minutes and it replaces the entire cabin.
From a very high altitude.
Yeah. And it's all filters and all that. Yeah.
Outside air.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think you're just breathing the same air the whole trip, and you're actually not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why sometimes, you know, I guess, have you ever been on a plane when they fire up the engines, you kind of smell a little bit of exhaust?
Yes.
That's why you smell it sometimes.
Where does it come in from? Tubes?
It comes in through the engines, but before where the fuel's burning. It comes in, like, as the engine's sucking in the fuel, as the engine's pulling in the air,
yes.
There's the inlets are in there, and that's how it's compressed and put to the cabin.
I'm so glad to know that. I never knew that before.
Yeah, so that might make people feel a little bit safer where they realize they're not, you know, breathing recycled air for the entire 2-hour flight.
Gosh, yes. I'm going to tell everybody I know that. We're listening to Daniel Meyer. He's the Deputy Director of Aviation of Marketing and Air Services.
Yes. Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
Is there a website for our airport?
There is, flypsp.com.
That must have a lot of good stuff on it.
Yeah, everything on there. You can see all the new airlines. We have 13 airlines now. We had another airline announced since we talked last.
Yes, tell me.
Yeah, we have Swoop Airlines.
Did you bring me last time? Don't tell
uh-huh.
me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
And before that, we had Flair. So we have Flair, Swoop, and Aha. Uh-huh.
Flair. And what's the new one?
Swoop. S-W-O-O-P is coming in. And they are a Canadian ultra-low-cost carrier.
Who thinks of these names? Flair,
creative,
like.
Creative people.
Aha. Uh-huh. Swoop. And where are they from?
So they are coming to us out of Canada, and they're going to start service to Edmonton. So now we're going to have 3 airlines running Edmonton as well, Swoop, WestJet, and Flair on that route.
Good deal. Gollies. And do they they're not going all over the world. They're just going Palm Springs to...
Yeah, so Swoop just does some point-to-point. So they'll sell you a ticket from here to Palm Springs, not doing connections. But carriers like, you know, of course, WestJet, Air Canada, United American, they all offer connections.
So now we have 13?
Yeah.
When you go to flypsp.com, are all 13 on there? You can't get tickets there, can you?
No, but you do link. So yeah, go flypsp.com, hit the Airlines and Destinations tab. You'll see all of the airlines we have, all of the routes they fly, and they're all linked to every airline's website
to
book a ticket.
So that's the easy way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, what great information. Okay, now we've gone through my list.
Okay.
Tell me what you wanted us to know.
Oh, this week was a busy one. So we had Swoop announced on Monday, and then Allegiant started their new service to Nashville, Indy, Des Moines, and Provo this week.
That's for my granddaughter.
Yes.
She's in Nashville.
And then today, Alaska Airlines started a new service to Austin and San Jose.
Do you know the way? Austin, Texas,
yeah.
And San Jose, California. Which airline?
Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
We flew Alaska to Mexico.
Oh, they're nice. I've flown them a couple times. Yeah. I've always enjoyed flying them.
Do you have a favorite airline?
I really don't. I've never had a favorite carrier. For me, it's like I choose on, first of all, who flies there nonstop.
Oh.
And if there's not a nonstop option, then I'm like, well, who can get me there when I want to get there? That's kind of
love
and price.
Is Lufthansa still around?
They are still around. Not at Palm Springs,
and
but they are around.
Is Singapore still around?
Yep, they're still around.
I used to fly back and forth from when I was on the road with my orchestra and everything. Singapore was fabulous.
Oh, I've never been on Singapore Airlines.
It was fabulous.
I've heard they're wonderful, though.
And I remember having a good experience on Lufthansa. Any plane that takes off and lands is a good experience. What's the saying? It's better to be on the ground wishing you were in the air than the other way around. But we have wonderful safety and everything here in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Okay. FlyPSP.com.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need anything else but that. Is there a main number for the airport? No.
There is, yes. So if you fly PSP.com,
okay, it'll be on
there's
that.
A plethora of information on there. There's also hit the contact page, our phone number, emails, all right there if anybody wants that.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, you're going to be on a regular basis.
Yes.
And
excited.
You've got lots of exciting information to keep us updated as we go through the holidays. But the biggest tip is get there 90 minutes early.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving travel, get us about an hour and a half early.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, Ramadan.
Yeah, all the major holidays. Give yourself an hour and a half just to make sure you have plenty of time to park
and
get
stressed.
In. Yeah, you're not stressed. You can sit down and enjoy our courtyard, grab a drink at the outdoor wine bar. We have all this great outdoor
patios. Talk about all of that next time.
We'll do it.
Okay, sweetheart.
I'm game.
You have an assignment. Daniel Meyer, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, Joey.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.